Open Happiness. I saw that on a billboard on the way back from prison today, and the Coke bear was sitting, presumably with his lady friend, and they were drinking a Coca-Cola. And the only thing on the billboard was Open Happiness. That sort of sums up how our society views things. All advertising is basically aimed at making you happy or making you think you can be happy. As a pastor, I see this problem even among Christians. In fact, there are billboards that say silly things, like a billboard for a church that I saw some time ago, and it didn't have anything about Christ, didn't have anything about the resurrection, nothing theological. All it had was people, period, purpose, period, passion, period. Now, it sounds cool, but it means absolutely nothing. The only thing that gives meaning to life, that gives happiness to life, is true purpose in life. You're not going to get purpose from opening a Coca-Cola or from going to a church that advertises people, purpose, passion. You're going to get purpose from knowing that you were created in the image and after the likeness of God, and that you may fulfill this destiny by cleaving to the Son of God. And that's the only thing that brings happiness, because that is our purpose, to know God. I think we should, as Christians, fight very much against the advertising of the day. And it's really not the advertising of this day, it's the advertising of the previous days as well. People have always wanted to be happy, and they have used anything and everything to be happy. Whether it's prestige or drugs or sex or entertainment, most people are going to pick something that's relatively easy for them. And it's pretty easy to open a Coke, and I guess it's pretty easy to feel a little bit happy when you have one. But of course, a Coke is addictive for many and incredibly destructive to our biology. So that's sort of a metaphor that when we reach for things that are not God for happiness, there is always a significant price to pay. We must find happiness in God. That's the only place it is to be found. Now, to find that, that means we must become like God. And then there will be happiness. And our heart will be open, because God will enlarge it, and He will make His abode in us, and there will be true happiness. There's no shortcuts. You can't be happy if you don't forgive your brother. You can't be happy if you don't struggle to read the Psalter and read the Gospels. You can't be happy if you go to church only once in a while, or you fast only when you feel like it, or you struggle only when you feel like it, or you pray very, very occasionally. You can't be happy unless you struggle. Now, the Coke commercial, it's not about struggle. It's about rewarding yourself without struggle. But the Christian life is about struggling because of purpose. And the rewards are much greater than sitting having a Coke. Amen. I